This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian.
Z Live with Chivago Lang is brought to you by RF Bank and Trust, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, City of Hope, Bahamas, Atlantic General Insurance, Southwest Plaza, Fidelity Bank and Trust, and Star General, Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow, channel 612. Don't forget that this coming Monday, the 14th of October, we will have a new time slot for Z Live. That time slot will be 12 to 2. Sorry, today is Tuesday. I'm so sorry, not Wednesday. I might be rushing to get on Tuesday. Thanks, producer, for keeping me in the right time zone. Tuesday. But don't forget, Monday coming, we start a new time slot, which is 12 to 2. Okay. What is or was happening downtown? I'm not sure what. Oh, sorry, the show. I'm producer, man. You got me and I got me. Okay, no. Hold on. Let's back this ship up a bit. We gotta back this ship up, please. And back it up. Okay. Today I had that right. Okay, so I'm not out of whack. This is Wednesday. The show begins Tuesday, October 14th, because Monday is a holiday. Okay, so the new time slot for the show, 12 to 2, is Tuesday, October 14th, because October 13th, Monday, is a holiday. Thank you, producer. All right, we straight now, we clear, everybody. We clear and straight. I can't have a call on the line now. Nobody knows what I'm talking about, per se. Yeah, what am I? I have a call on the line already. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Lang?
Yes, sir. I haven't introduced the topic. You call it. What's going on? Tell me. You must have a real hotty. What's going on?
Ain't nothing going on, man. First time caller.
Oh, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you.
All right. I just was wondering how you day going so far.
Yeah, not bad. You know, I'm in a very high altitude, and I have to tell you, it is affecting me. It's I don't feel normal, but other than that, I'm good.
You're flying with the Eagles or the Buzzards?
I'm from Flagstaff. I'm in Flagstaff, Arizona, which is 7,000 feet above sea.
All right, then that's good. You been downtown today?
No. I don't. I'm asking what was going on downtown today.
It's a protest. They promised the civil servants them their money September. Now they push it back to December. So that's why everybody carrying on.
But how's that news though? I mean, we got that announcement almost some weeks ago. Some weeks ago, we were told by the government that those civil servants who did not get their pay increase in September would get it in December, retroactive to September. Well, so why the protest now? What is? I don't understand it. I heard the president of the Bahamas Union of Teachers say that they have that and some other issues. I mean, nobody said what those other issues are, but I'm just trying to, was it a legal strike? Was it people who were off from work who just had organized to go protest? Like, what was this today? But I don't know. I don't understand. Maybe someone who understands can let me know what has happened. Because there's a protest. People have been chanting. I got the videos. People are chanting, if you can't pay the money, just ring the bell. People are chanting, Brave has to go. And these are union people. So these are the public service union people. These are the Bahamas Union of Teachers people. The leadership of the two unions, Mr. Ferguson and Mrs. Wilson, went into the House of Assembly. And as I understand it, came walking out of the House of Assembly, holding the hands of the Prime Minister, who indicated that the monies would be paid in December, as he had indicated before. So maybe someone in the press, you know, maybe you can tell me what happened. Like, I'm talking about, like, what was this? Don't tell me it's a protest. I know it was a protest, like, you're not allowed to go on Bay Street just like that. Right? When you crowds gather in that fashion, you have to get some permission from the Commissioner of Police and those. There are lots of things to talk about with this event today. So presumably they had barricades out there, with the barricades set up in advance so that notice has been given in advance that this was going to be happening. My understanding, for some people in the press, they didn't know that it was happening. They didn't know it was happening. The Free National Movement seemed to have known it was happening, because plenty of them was out there. Plenty. The leadership was out there. The leader of the party, the chairman of the party was out there. The deputy leader of the party was out there. Some of the candidates were out there. They didn't just, weren't just out there as in talking to the crowd. They were in the crowd. They marched with the crowd from wherever they started marching from. So you can see them on the street. So you can't just march on the street like that. You had to have gotten permission from the Commissioner of Police, as far as I understand. So did the unions get approval from the commissioner for this protest? I'm confused. And that's all I'm saying. I'm just confused. That doesn't mean I just don't understand it. And I don't understand how you come out of the House of Assembly, you're holding hands with the Prime Minister, you got a meeting with him on Monday. Monday's a holiday. And he says you can get your pay in December, but he already said that before. So if you knew that before, what would have been the reason for protesting today? What new things fermented that warranted this level of public protestation? I don't know. Is the question, right? Now, the FNM's leadership and candidates saw fit to support this protest in a big way. This was no little protest. This wasn't no little support. This wasn't no verbal or vocal support. They joined with this group and went out there, and they were behind the barricades protesting with the group. Right? That's not new for politicians in the Bahamas, from either side of the political divide, any side of the political divide, not just 7MP, any side. That's not new. But just because it's not new doesn't mean like it's... So when you're the alternate government, you know that's what the official opposition is, right? It's the alternative government. That's what it is. Yes, the election could be won by the CRI, but that doesn't matter. The official opposition is the Free National Movement. That's the alternative government, right? That's how it's seen. Ingram used to say, only do in office things you can live with when you are out of office. Generally, people looked at that to mean, if you're government, if you're going to do things while you're government, make sure you could live with it when you are not the government. But the reverse is also true, you know. It's that when you are in opposition, do the things that you can live with when you are out of opposition. So, for instance, the Free National Movement to become the government of the Bahamas, and Mr. Pintad becomes the prime minister, and many of those people you see out there become cabinet ministers. And Labour people should find occasion to protest against them. Find occasion to protest against them. They will have to say, well, yeah, that's fair. When the opposition is standing there protesting with the people, they say, yeah, well, that's fair. That's how you support the people. How you support people, that's what you do. That's what we did. Not only that, you know, you have to say to yourself, well, you know, we supported you while we were in opposition now, but, you know, you're against us with this policy measure, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we don't support you in that way. And, you know, you have the right to protest, and we can't stop you from protesting. But it kind of looks opportunistic when you do that. It didn't matter if it was the PLP, the FNM. I'm saying, forget anybody else. And get mad with me if you want. I think it looks opportunistic for an alternative government to participate in a protest that way. It doesn't look governmental to me. It doesn't look that to me. There are many ways to support people who are protesting something, right? And this is a protest of, I want my money. If the government don't deliver the money in December, I could see, okay, well, you're protesting because is the protest supposed to get the government to pay the money now in October or November versus December? I don't know. But the ways is you can say, you can tell the public what you would have done had it been you, how you would have performed had it been you. You could go to the House Assembly and do your job and rah-rah in the House Assembly, see what people are doing now because you weren't faithful to your word, you weren't blah, 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 blah. You could do that. But to be sitting in the middle of that crowd, it looks like opportunistic behavior, and it looks panderous because you do that now, and we all know people are fickle. Today, it's them. Tomorrow, it's you. You know, when Jesus went into Jerusalem, oh, how the crowd loved him and showed support for him and came to get him to make him king. And the Bible says he retreated. He says, because he knew what they sought to do, and the Bible says, but he would not, because he knew what was in them. And it's a lesson in being grounded in the principle stance that defies any time, any season, or any grouping. Right? That's my, and you know, Prime Minister Davis has suffered this too. Prime Minister Davis goes and rails against Dr. Minnis, 10.7% unemployment. Now, over 10.8% is, well, that's seasonal, blah, 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 blah. See? Principles. Principle stances. Right? It looks opportunistic. It looks like you're just kind of trying to follow the crowd and not lead them. And so, you know, I mean, it's a judgment call. I can't tell anyone what call to make or not make. I'm just saying what it looks like to me. And it is, and as somebody indicated to me, all sides to it. And that is true. But that, to me, that don't make it, you know, sound. It does not. I think that a different posture could have been taken that looked more leadership and less opportunistic. You know? But it is what it is. I still am not aware. I'm still not certain what this was really about. I'm still not. I did try to make some private inquiries. I didn't get a response before the show. But I'm not sure. I'm not certain. I'm not. You know, and if you walk into House Assembly, and you're the leader of the two Labour parties, and you walk out the House Assembly and you're holding hands with the Prime Minister, what that supposed to mean? What does that mean? Tell me, somebody tell me, what does that mean? What are we as a public supposed to conclude from that? Somebody say, "Oh well, we're not at war." You're not at war. You're not fighting and throwing rocks and them kind of things. You're protesting, and you still have a meeting, presumably to resolve something. So, what's the holding hands about? What was that? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Langos. We'll be back after this break.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust.
That has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BEMC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's Clarks and Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
This October, let's come together for hope, support, and strength.
It's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Day, happening Friday, October 17th from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on the grounds of the Nassau Guardian, Carter Street, Oaksfield.
And the best part? With just $1, you can help make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Every dollar counts towards awareness, education, and support for women battling this disease.
Come on out, drop a dollar, and stand with us for a cause that touches so many lives.
Join us on Friday, October 17th, from 7 to Dollar into Hope.
That's the Sister Sister Breast Cancer Dollar Day, proudly sponsored by The Guardian Media Group, Star 106.5, and The Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know what time it is, right? It's 11:30. 3 hours behind. This texter says, good afternoon. I love the way you are able to show objectivity. I try, even though there are those who will question that I do, but I do try. This text says, the Public Service Union sent a voice note out last night at 8:45 saying what today was going to do and ask his supporters to meet his this morning. That's how everyone was made aware last night. Oh, okay. So, but this was a protest then for which they got, I assume they got permission from the Commissioner of Police on them or so, right? So I heard the leader of the opposition say that, he was commenting on the barricades and indicating that he didn't blame the police for the barricades because they're under instructions. Now, I only want to tell you all what Shivago Sean understands and knows about these things. The putting up of barricades is entirely the call of the Commissioner of Police. I was the Minister of State and the Ministry of Finance when the government of the Bahamas privatized 51% of BTC. And 49%, 51% of BTC. And I recall many of, and I could tell you, Hubert Alexander Ingram may call up no commissioner and say, listen, you need to put them barricades up. If a commissioner of police knows that there's going to be a public protest and does not know how to secure an environment in relation to there, that's a big problem. If they have to wait for a politician to tell them, that's problematic. And frankly, I confirmed this with some of my colleagues who were in that position, that issuing operational instructions to the Commissioner of Police is a no-no. A no-no. You're a policy directorate. Now, I'd be shocked if any politician, the Minister of National Security or the Prime Minister, knows that to go to the commission and say, they have a protest on the road and you need to put up the barricades. If a voice note goes out last night by the Public Service Union president asking its members to meet downtown and the Commissioner of Police don't know that that voice note went out and doesn't know how to take appropriate measures, something wrong. And I know ain't nothing wrong with this Commissioner of Police. I know that to be the case. So I don't buy that that's a matter of instruction. That's par for the course. That's the standard protocols, right? But again, listen, man, listen, Listen, today is today. Tomorrow is tomorrow. Prime Minister Owen Arthur said to me on an airplane with Prime Minister Ingram while we were flying back from Canada. He said to me in the front of Prime Minister Ingram, he said, you know, son, never say in public. He said, never make a public statement from which you cannot retreat. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Chicago. How are you today?
I'm right here, man. How are you?
Okay, I'm great, man. I heard you mention Arizona. Arizona, and I drove that coming out of Vegas, right? It's 6,000 feet in elevation. It feels like you're making 80 miles an hour going up the mountains, but it feels like you're making 10. But you know it's a good sight for you to see while you're there, if you have the chance. Take Interstate 40 into Santa Rosa, New Mexico in the evening, like when dark is falling. The beauty of that is just like you're going into Vegas. Pretty nice.
Yeah, run. Vegas is about 5 hours from where I am. So
yeah, I know.
The most I can get to see is the Grand Canyon, which is about an hour and a half away.
You say Vegas is about 5 hours from where you are. You're on the other side of Arizona.
Yeah, I'm in Flagstaff. Yeah,
otherwise, that would have been like probably about a half an hour away.
Exactly.
It's a little winding road to take you to the and Nassau. It's so small to get to the Hoverdown from out of Vegas.
Somebody tell me the best thing to do is take the train.
The train, okay. But it's a good experience. I mean, for someone who has never been there, you know what I mean? It's a change of atmosphere than just in Florida. You know what I mean? It's something totally different.
Yeah, definitely. But I've been to Arizona before. I spent some time in Phoenix.
Okay, okay. I've been to several parts of Arizona. It's pretty nice. That's the only state that get taxed back from the government except for the Indian Reservation in Florida and other places. Okay?
Right.
Thanks, man. Have a nice day, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. Appreciate your calling. Somebody says you need more background, all opposition, general public out there. No, all opposition ain't out there, and all the general public isn't out there. A lot of people out there, but not all general public. That's what I'm asking for. I'm asking for and understand, you know, what it is. Like, did something precipitate this, like an addition to what we already know? The government of the Bahamas continues to brag. I mean, I'm talking about, this is one of the standing achievements of the government. The government brags about how many contracts it's settled with unions. I think the number is 50-something contracts settled with unions. It prides itself in its labor relations. Notwithstanding, we know that unions have had problems with the government and continue to say they have problems with the government. But this is has been a point of pride. We know that the government has said, yes, we had promised to make payment at this time, but we didn't do so. So we expect to make those payments in December. So did something happen that made it necessary to show this kind of force now is what I do not know. And how, like, what is the format? Like, can you just show up a group of people? Can you just get a group of people and show up on Bray Street? Mind you, I don't see what the police could do if you get a big crowd. That could only be turned into a nasty affair, but I don't know. We have a texter here that says that the F&M should have stayed home. These unions ain't loyal. It's not, you're right. It's not only that they shouldn't be loyal. Unions should not be loyal to partisan political groupings. They should seek to do what is in their members' interests. And to the extent that a political grouping might represent that interest, they might lend their support in that direction. So that's not inappropriate. But they shouldn't have a loyalty that says we can always be F&M, we can always be PLP. Now, there have been occasions on which some of those groupings have been that way. long-standing supporters of the PLP, long-standing supporters of the FNM, even if not overtly saying so, right? So, but they shouldn't be loyal. The problem is that, again, it's a question of posture, okay? You see yourself in opposition as the sitting government, okay? As the government in waiting, the government in waiting. And the question becomes, a grouping is now at odds with the sitting government. In light of that, in light of my perhaps imminently becoming the government, what is the best way to respond to what is happening? So, from my point of view, the first thing you look at is, what is the issue? What are the issues? Are these issues reasonable? Do they represent a fundamental breach of trust, of governance, of leadership on the part of the government? Is the protest that they are doing sufficient in and of itself to bring about a change, a result? Because what is the result? Now, let's just say that is possible on the margins. Maybe with a little bit more show of force, the government might be pressed to bring a result that we believe is necessary sooner. And then we believe that if we actually join them, put our force there, it could bring about that result. Then you might think, okay, let's do that. But if this is just about, you know, we're trying to get votes now and we want these unions to know we with them, so let's go out there and join them. So if that is sufficient to get the unions to vote for you, if that alone is sufficient, well, why shouldn't the government think, you know what, we were going to give these people a 5% raise, you know what we can do in December, and give them a 10% raise? What do you think the unions can do that? Union members, forget 10%, man. I can't hold on. 15% raise, how you can find the money? Don't worry about that. We can borrow that money. We just get a Standard & Poor's upgrade. We can borrow that money. Pay these young people. You all want me to show you all what it is, what support is, true support is? Or you elucidate the issue and you can tell them, people, you know, we believe the government is this and that and next and so forth. Or you could have a talk with the people. So I'm saying is, I cannot say it's morally right or wrong. I can't say that it's right or wrong. I'm only giving a perspective that I have on the issue. This Texas, Mr. Lang, PM was dishonest when he said he was not aware of what was going on today. The PM is stalling for time and the union leaders bought it. The public service union leader want more money for their members. The teachers union leader want money for her members because she wasn't included in the pay increases, according to Halkidas. Time will tell who will come out on top after the dust is settled. Okay, so you're saying the teachers union went out there because they said they want money because they weren't included in the grouping. And the union leader said the public service union wants more money. So how does that work? So you negotiate a contract. See, this is what I don't understand. The prime minister said that he gave this increase without any discussions with the unions, meaning that this was not a part of any negotiated contract. So what are we negotiating contracts for? Now, as far as I'm aware, public service union has its contract negotiated. They have concluded that negotiation on their contract, according to the minister responsible for public service and those. So you got what you wanted, what you negotiated. The prime minister now appears to be saying that he is doing something on top of that, on top of what you negotiated. And you are saying to me, Texter, that the union leader is saying, on top of what I negotiated and on top of what you agreed to do, what I did not negotiate, I want more than that. Is that what you said? Does that sound reasonable to you? That sound reasonable to you? Now, as far as I'm aware, the Bahamas Union of Teachers have concluded their contracts with the government. As far as I'm aware, I could be dead wrong on this, but as far as I'm aware, so they have negotiated agreements. And the prime minister decides to give the public service people an increase, but not the union, the teachers. But the teachers have gotten there. Of course, I can understand why you say, well, you gave other people things, so then they didn't negotiate, and you ain't give us nothing to be teachers. I could see that. I could see that for sure. But again, when the prime minister was first announced it, they knew that this was the case. There was no protest then. So I still am a little bit at a loss. Now, when we come back again, another something to mention about this whole affair that intrigues me. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Daniel Boulud, Marcus Samuelson, Dario Cecchini, and Simeon Hall Jr., alongside a vibrant lineup of Bahamian chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's Don't Miss an electrifying live performance by global superstar Lenny Kravitz, headlining the festival's welcome party on Friday, October 24th, with a concert experience you won't forget. This is more than a festival, it's a feast for the soul. Tickets and packages are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage. Bahamar, life spectacular.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Can't claim this issue.
welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Gulang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Call. Please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, so when you negotiate a contract with the unions, right? The finalization of the negotiations is rarely only a first step in the process. Like, I mean, well, it could be a second step too, but let's put it like this, right? Concluding negotiations and signing an agreement is only one half of the story. It is now delivering on your obligations under the contract. That is the other side of the story. It's finding the cash to pay people. Let me say it again very clearly. More often than not, it means finding the cash to pay people. You name it, these unions negotiating for a buggy load of non-cash things. No, they have some non-cash things, mind you. But that cash... that cash is bottom line. And so you can celebrate that you've concluded a negotiation and signed agreements. But it's finding that cash. Now, let me ask you a question. The government of the Bahamas has money it has agreed to pay. This isn't under the contracts, mind you, because that's a set of money to be found. The increases under the contract. This new set of money, the prime minister says, was not negotiated with the union. So there's a new set of money on top of that. And let me ask you a question. If the prime minister of the Commonwealth, the Bahamas, and the minister of finance had cash in the bank right now to pay the civil servants, what would be the reason not to begin paying them now? Tell me. You have made a commitment, an obligation. You're already behind. What would be the reason you would not meet that obligation? What would be? The only explanation you could give me for that is to say, I just ain't doing it in the Christmas better. So now it's a political decision. It's not a public policy decision. It's a political decision. I just think it's better to make it and to give it into Christmas, because that'll come off better. Otherwise, the only other explanation is you don't have the cash. You don't have the cash? Would that be surprising to you that the government demands don't have the cash to meet these obligations that it says? Why should it be? There are vendors in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas today who are not getting any or only part payments on many, 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 many of their fulfilled contracts because the government has a cash flow problem. So that's possible and maybe even probable. That's the case. But what it speaks to is, and we talk about this in fiscal management all the time, is that quantifying the cost of a decision and qualifying means to support that cost is a part of good fiscal management. Because unless you can deliver a result, it doesn't matter what you say, and it doesn't matter what you write. People want the tangible benefit of the thing that was negotiated and concluded. And that oftentimes means I want to see my money in the bank, and I want to see it in the bank as soon as I get it. Now, if you scheduled it, so if you said up front, so I want to say to civil servants, we are going to give you a raise. Now, here's how that's going to happen. We're going to give a raise to this group in September. And we're going to give a raise to the next group in December. And we're going to give a raise to another group in March. So please be aware that that is what is going to happen. And we're doing that because we are timing that with some inflows. You know, maybe the government need to borrow some money. I just saw that the government was approved to borrow some money through the IDB the other day. I think it was a couple hundred million dollars, right? And so you could, so now people, it would be unreasonable, investing on a promise that was not negotiated, that was announced in advance how that promise would be delivered. But these are the nuances. These are the details. These are the anticipations that are necessary in the delivery of sound public policy. Right? And if you have cause to be unable to do what you do in accordance with your schedule, to have gotten sight of that in advance enough to say to people, you know, let me call the unions in and say, listen, I know what we promised. We are running into this, and so I need to make an adjustment. So we're supposing to make an announcement about that tomorrow. As opposed to people seeing a time come and go and ask, where my money? This says the public service union leader is upset that top managers in the public service got thousands of dollars in back pay in comparison to what the lower scale workers, top managers got their money on time as promised, and the lower scale workers did not. If the government did pay those workers as promises, this protest would not have happened. Money in sight causes no fight. Okay. All right. So they mad. And that is true. I can't argue with if you going, and I can't be surprised that top senior people got more money than non-senior people in dollar value. Because if you do something on a percentage basis, then your dollar value, even if the percentage is the same, is going to be more if your pay is more. So let's say somebody's making $10,000. 10% of $10,000 is $1,000. But let's say somebody's making $1,000. Well, 10% of $1,000 is $100. So of course $1,000 is more than $100, but in percentage terms, in terms of increase, it's the same thing. Now, you're telling me that the government gave a larger percentage increase to senior people than it gave to people? Is that what you're saying? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Anton, you know, I know you're watching the time. We are on the break. So better for you to call after.
I can get it in.
No, Anton, with the greatest respect. It's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. I mean, sorry, it's now 3 o'clock. That's not going to happen. So please, call back. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Steve Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We got to go to news break. We'll be back after the news break.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, or you can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. You can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Okay, we have Anton back. Go ahead, Anton. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you, Shivago?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. And good afternoon to the nation. A couple, three areas I want to discuss, and whatever time you allot me, if I can go quickly.
That's the tree you can try again in 2 minutes?
Yeah, that's no problem. Once I get through it. Firstly, you mentioned that the government just got an IDB loan, right? But I looked up that IDB loan. I think that was like $160 million based on the article from the IDB. And it spoke specifically to what that loan was for.
I didn't say it was for this payment. I just said I know that.
But you didn't say. I was just seeking to bring more clarity.
People don't
run away in their minds thinking that the government went and got a loan to facilitate payment of the government workers, which is not so. That loan is for enhancing disaster risk management capabilities and performances by the government, right? The second point, the government of the Bahamas has addressed definitively in the public domain why it did not make the timeline payment for September of this year to the support staff of the government, not the management and mid-management. To the support staff. And that reason given by the government of the Bahamas is definitive. And it had nothing to do with the government not having the cash in order to facilitate gave the promise to the government workers on. It stated clearly that they were working through the Minister of Economic Affairs, who also has responsibility as the Minister of State and Finance. Michael Alkidis stated that they're working through the tedious details to determine who is to be paid, what is to be paid, how the salary restructures will impact each and every staff of the government. And it's a lot of work that's going into it. And they will complete the work, and the government staff will receive its money. Prime Minister Davis came behind today in the media and gave his word, his guarantee, that the government staff will receive their monies before December. And none of the communications represented in any way, shape, or form a lack of funding or an inability to pay the government workers, the staff. Last point, the opposition leader, to my surprise, right? He sat in a government that stopped increments for staff. He had nothing to say. He was a part of that decision-making process as a cabinet minister. But he had the nerve and the gall to be amid workers who are fighting for their rights, and rightfully so, and acting as though he is so much a part of what they are trying to do. When his administration that he sat in, that he was a part of the collective decision-making process of stop. This is crazy. You can't make this up. We must be in Narnia. Thank you for the opportunity, Shivago.
All right. Thanks a lot, Anton. A couple of things. First of all, just to be clear, I never said that the IDB loan was for the payment of salaries. But bro, I worked in the Ministry of Finance. All right? I worked in the Ministry of Finance. And when you have things to do, you can get a loan specific to a thing that allows you to take cash you get for other things and do what you have to do with. That's the first thing. Secondly, the information about why the lower rankings of the civil service were not paid didn't come about solicitously, voluntarily. It came about after people started agitating about the fact that the higher ranking folks would get their money in September. Now, as far as I, and I don't understand why Anton has to call in and provide this information. As far as I'm aware, the exercise that was to be done for the lower ranking folks, that exercise has been done. That's how come the prime minister could say, I can pay the money in December. So you tell me you still doing paperwork, you still trying to assess things, and you could give assurance you can pay money in December. You don't know what amount of money the amount of money is going to be. Come on, man. Let's be real. Right? We know that there was a delay in the work getting done, even for the senior people. How is it possible that you have concluded work for the senior people and you haven't concluded work for the junior people? Why? Because they want, no, man, the principal in respect of salary scales work the same. The same. Right? So I'm sorry. I hear your talk and I hear what you're saying, but I don't get that. I don't understand that. Okay? Now, insofar as Mr. Pintard is concerned, just remember, and Mr. Pintard has to remember this, and all of his team, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So you are absolutely right. Anything that was done under the minister's administration is owned by ministers in that administration. Every single thing. Now you have to apply the same thing to Prime Minister Davis and his people when he was in the Christie administration. We were told that for decades now, for years and years now, these assessments weren't done. No increments delivered. We were told that. This didn't happen under the minister's administration. It happened under the boast was that the prime minister was the first one in a long time to be delivering this. In fact, the last time it was delivered was under Zhivago, Lange, and Ingram when we were at public service. Okay, now, so when you talk about Mr. Pintard owning what was done under the minister's administration, are you also asking the prime minister to own what was done under the Christie administration? Because the principle has to be the same. Okay, what do you mean he has an unmitigated call? Well, the prime minister said that he's delivered on what hadn't been delivered in a long time, and he's the first one to do so, etc. Well, he was a part of the administration that didn't do it. What you say, he has the unmitigated gall to boast about that now? Remember, man, principle is principle. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's good in the light. It's good in the day. It's good on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's good on the land and it's good on the sea. It's good in the United States of America. It's good in South America. It's good in Africa. It's good in Asia. That's what principles are. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The opposition was invited by the unions. We wanted to protest on the day the House of Assembly resumes. The opposition was invited by the unions. You know that how? Tell me how you know that. Because I can assure you that is not the story I got. Okay? It says, Mr. Lang, responding to the question of why political leaders might hold hands with the PM, it's called political showmanship and it's for the audience. Yeah? But who audience? Like how, when protesting union people see that, what are they supposed to think? What are they supposed to think? I know showmanship, but what is it supposed to be? What are they supposed to think? It says, good day, Mr. Lang. I agree with the protocols for the protest today. The harsh reality is, does the PM know who all in the country? It's a sad cry to know the undocumented and newly documented, just something to think about. But people were protesting immigration. But you took it for unions. It says every administration is held accountable for its stewardship. Every F&M administration lost because when we say they didn't do. Why should we accept the PLP complaining about the F&M administration for 5 years because they cannot be accountable for their own? As a matter of fact, I mean, I always find it curious that Anton and others would jump on the Mr. Pintard and those, Minnis and those, and anybody else. Ministers lost, and they lost badly. In fact, there are significant protests in the turnout in the election for them. So why would Minnison then be a standard for any observation of what is going on? Yeah, Mr. Pintard and them doing what they're doing, and you say what he didn't do, but they lost. Right? It says, good day to show for being the people's savior. To show that he's the, okay. It says, greetings, Shivago. I note that you said that you are several feet up in Arizona. It's ironic that you are seemingly perched in a lofty position for the most part, assuming and bordering on grandstanding instead of firstly garnering the facts before you delve into the matter. I have a great deal of respect for what you bring to the table, sir, but today you seem to be off and fumbling in the dark. Please sort your ducks out before engaging. And what am I fumbling in the dark with? I'm asking questions, right? If this just developed last night, and I come on the air today, and I reach out to people for answers, and they don't respond to me, and I come on the show and ask, your respect for me is irrelevant. What have I done other than ask questions? And where I've made comments on what I note, okay? So I hear you, but I don't accept what I regard as your inauthentic respect, because it seems to me really a veiled slap. With the greatest respect to you. It says every administration, this text says, when the government changed payroll biweekly, I said that's indicative of cash flow. Easier to get half salary requirement than all of it. Deals can be negotiated in the next 2 weeks. I don't know that they're on biweekly yet, are they? Is the government on biweekly now? I'm not sure that's true. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon. So I almost take that comment about you fumbling in the dark as a slap in your face. And you know, in the Bahamas, I was ready to respond for you, but I can't, Mr. Lang. But I wanna point something that continues to create grievance in this whole ordeal, Mr. Lang. I happen to be a former... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm listening.
I happen to be a former public servant by way of contract. Had to abide by the same rules of general orders like any other regular public servant. It's just the difference whether you're pensionable or permanent. But the point came in people, which I found great pleasure in, and I had the opportunity to work with public servants and experience firsthand the daily challenges that public servants go through personally and professionally. And thereby is where I learned in my service that there's almost never enough resources that you could pay public servants for the service that they offer to the Bahamian people. I'm talking about all across ministries, Mr. Lang. Yes, we have some challenges in our system and people who want to say this, that, or next about public servants. But in an archipelago, the service to our country that public servants do on a daily basis is priceless in my opinion. Now, our prime minister, and according to him, it seems to want to be dishonest, in my opinion. And I say dishonest.
No, man, don't. See, dishonesty means that he's saying something that he knows not to be true or so like that. So you don't want to do that.
Why I said my opinion, Mr. Lang. So
I'll get you, but that don't clean it up, man. Honestly, that don't clean it up.
Okay. The comment of not knowing what the protest is about, I'm quite sure many other Bahamians feel that was a disingenuous comment.
Okay.
I'm quite sure. I always appreciate you for steering me in the right direction, sir. Mm-hmm. When the Free National Movement left office, when they were voted out of office, if I'm not mistaken, I remember the last budget that the Free National Movement passed had budgeted some $50 million for salary adjustments, reclassifications, because public servants were looking forward to this, whether the FNM won or not. The PLP won, came to power, that went away, and here we are today. In May, the Prime Minister said that he had a surplus. Then he came back and said that, I don't know what he did with that. But I called it a mirage, a word coined from your show, sir. And today, we now have, during that same surplus announcement, he said that, you know, we've completed this comprehensive review of the public servants, and he had his Minister of Public Service and Labor taught, and they banged on the desk how in September, the lower end of the staff would receive increments and back pay and da-da-da-da-da. And June gone, or July, the mid-level and up staff would receive what was due to them. Those people got what was due to them. Here we are. Like you said earlier in a comment, not voluntarily, you know, but after being pressed by those same people, those same public servants and their union leaders, we get the response, we can check you all in December.
I have another call on the line, so you gotta wrap it up for me.
Okay, and so the point of not knowing what the protest is all about, I think is very, very disingenuous. So, and that being the response, very disingenuous, sir.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling, man. Appreciate you calling. You have another call on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, go ahead, caller.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How you?
I can't complain, man. I above the ground. I count it. How about you?
All right.
Can I help? Yeah, just spinning off what the gentleman just said just now, right? I'm a public servant. I'm a civil servant. All right? If you can promise somebody something and you don't give it, it'll be a problem. All right? So you can't promise people something in September and then say, no, we can give it to you in December. If you get where I'm coming from. I only saying that if you can promise me something today, don't give it to me tomorrow.
Unless there's a good reason that you can't do it.
What's a good reason? Because you're getting on a trip?
No, because you ain't got no money.
No, they're getting on a trip.
Yeah, but trip money and salary increase money ain't the same thing. Trip might cost $100,000. Salary money is millions.
No, them dudes getting on another trip.
Okay, thanks, man. Appreciate you calling. So let me read something to you from the Budget Communication 2020-2021. This is Dr. Eugen Minnis, Prime Minister, Minister of Finance, delivering the budget communication. This is what he said. Budget communication. Listen now. Listen. You know, because Antoine Collins said, suspended the increments and all that kind of stuff, and nobody talked about it, blah, 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 blah. Listen, the Prime Minister indicated on that occasion. He said, in addition, we have begun discussions with the relevant unions with a view to seek their support for the pausing of all increments to permanent and pensionable civil servants, as well as temporarily suspending salary increases and deferring salary increases attendant to promotion exercises. This is in the height of the pandemic. When was this delivered? In May of 2020. When did we start? Shutting down the country, March of 2020. This is May 2020. I'm going to read it again. In addition, we have begun discussions with the relevant unions with a view to seek their support for the pausing of all increments to permanent and pensionable civil servants, as well as temporarily suspending salary increases and deferring salary increases attendant to promotion exercises. Said to be clear, the intent will still be to process and grant promotions as we recognize that some are long overdue. However, attendant salary increases could be deferred, January 2021, when we have a better view of the circumstances. Similarly, any new appointments will happen on an exceptional basis only. Right? Sounds reasonable enough to me. Right? That was the take. Anton, in stating what he stated, makes that sound like an act of cruelty, not having regard to the context in which the exercise was done. So something somebody should be ashamed of in the midst of a pandemic, the early days of a pandemic, and should be ashamed about it. And who lost office in September of that year, 2021, right? In September 2021. It says, I don't know how you're supposed to deliver on your promises in September 2021. By the time as September 2021, according to the Prime Minister, the country was on a fiscal cliff and the economy was in the doldrums, etc. So if that is true, why would the increments and increases have been made? Increments and increases not made in 2022, Minister was not in office. In 2023, Minister was not in office. In 2024, Minister was not in office. We are now in 2025. Huh? If it was just a matter of someone not deciding to do it, how come it wasn't done in those 2022, 2023, 2024? Stack says, I don't know why some of the PLPs are such crybaby, sour lines, serious whenever someone levy any kind of criticism against them. They can give, but can't take. Say a line has to the call, say, the $50 million allocated by the FNM administration for a salary adjustment. It didn't just go away when the PLP came to power. It went to consultants in the form of some, I think, $52 million, right? No, I don't know about that. I don't even know about the $50 million allocated for the promotional exercises. I don't even know if that was in the last budget. I think it may have been in the budget. Something may have been provided for in the budget before that, which is why in the midst of the pandemic, Dr. Minnis indicated that he would suspend those, as I just read. Right? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down. Can't claim the same issue.
This October, Bahama invites you to indulge your senses at the Culinary and Arts Festival, where world-class flavors meet breathtaking creativity in the heart of the Bahamas. Join us October 22nd through 26th for an unforgettable celebration featuring culinary legends Marcus Samuelson, Dario Zucchini, Simeon Hall Jr., and Scott Conant, alongside a vibrant lineup of chefs and mixologists. Explore captivating art installations, interactive workshops, and live performances, all set against the stunning backdrop of Nassau's premier luxury resort. From curated taste events to beachfront feasts and immersive gallery experiences, this is more than a festival. It's a feast for the soul. Packages are going fast. Visit Bahamar.com to reserve your spot at the Culinary and Arts Festival at Bahamar, where taste and talent take center stage.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I was reading this text again. Sometimes I reflect to see, okay, maybe there's something in there that's accurate, correct? So here's I want you to imagine someone says they respect you. I want you to imagine that they say they respect you. And then they start a conversation with you with these words. It's ironic that you are seemingly perched in a lofty position. You already believe people stupid? Really? You really think people stupid? Let me tell you something. I don't do flattery. So you can tell me you respect me all you want. I don't do flattery. I want you to know that. I take flattery and criticism almost the same. Because I know people are changing. And people change. And I know people can be insincere. So, we had a protest today. I still don't know why the protest happened. All of the things that I understand that the unions are concerned about. Pay increases, confirmation and stuff. These are long-standing issues. Long-standing issues. As they said, as they conceded. Why are they fermented and precipitated in today's what I said? I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why. Given the protests and the unresolved matters, why eventually, as it was reported, the two heads of the two unions most prominently out there walked out of the House of Assembly with the Prime Minister holding their hand, or they holding the Prime Minister's hand? One, two. I don't know how that happens. Or why it happened. And I don't know why. Because all the meandering things I said and spoke about, that my respectful texter didn't get. I don't know why. I don't think that the opposition, particularly the official opposition, should have been in the midst of protesters on this occasion. But that was your choice. And I explain why I did not believe that to be the best way. I don't understand why the monies that are owed to these junior people are not being paid now. And because if you started paying it now, you'd be paying not a lump sum in arrears, you'd be paying a lesser amount over time, which is from a cash flow point of view, how you would want life to be as opposed to having to go and find a lump sum payment at once. So I don't know. I still don't know. I heard Antoine, and I still do not know why that is the case. Right? It is not a good look. It isn't a good look that senior people get paid for junior people. That's not a good look. There's hardly an environment in which you could do anything in which that's a good look. That's the reason why. That is the reason why to this day, for nearly 20-something years, the politicians of the Bahamas have not gotten an increase. That's why. Because they have never been able to reconcile that it's a good look that you get a pay increase while the society at large sees nothing. It's one of the reasons why. Because it's not a good look. And why senior people will get and junior people be left in the lurch till Christmas, sometime before Christmas. Somebody texted and said he didn't say before December, he said before Christmas. Yeah, before Christmas. Right? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good day, Mr.
Hi, how you doing? Yes, yes.
Hey, Poppy, Chief. Hey, I was saying, I'm going to tell you, don't worry, right? Because I think that's the wrong word to use. But I say, don't pay no mind to your respectful texter who respect you. We always could agree to disagree. We ain't going to agree on everything. So whosoever that
no.
is, we could agree no. to disagree on that. But Mr. Minister, I ain't hear you saying nothing wrong. I hear you asking appropriate questions. I don't have the answers, right? But I could give you my opinion. I don't know what's the official answer, why. What in they bring, why they do what they do. Minister, you knock the nail on the head when you say paying the senior citizens for it. Mr. Minister, that made the workers angry, the public service workers. I talked to a few of them, and they were saying before that happened, they wasn't really interested in getting registered to vote. And they was planning on voting out this government. I believe the time was right for them to do it today. Minister, I don't know when last they made it, but if they'd have come to the host assembly any time before the day, after they mentioned that they changed their mind for whatsoever reason to pay the people not in September and December, I think the protest would have been going on out there.
But Papa, didn't they announce that weeks ago?
Who announced what?
Yeah, the government announced that it would pay those junior workers in December, weeks ago.
Yes, sir. So I'm saying assembly meet weeks ago after they mentioned that, but if they did meet and I miss it, I would expect for the unions to be there and they're protesting. See, Minister, when you promise and you give your word to something, see, that's what I'd like about Mr. Hubert Ingram. When he say something, he mean what he say, and he say what he mean. This Mr. Brave Davis, I mean, we like Brave Davis. We know Brave Davis for years, but his thing seems to be a little different now. I don't know. If it's the higher you get in life, you show your true colors, or the people he get around him really ain't listening or doing what they want to do, or don't care how they deal with us because all of them just serving us. How you could pay the senior staff, the senior people, before you pay the people who, which I don't know what word to use for them, who really struggling, who really need the money day to day.
And I think my Prime Minister
Brave Davis, if he don't know, and he ignorant to the fact, I think his handle is around and telling you, wait, Mr. Davis, wait, brave, wait, these people. Like I said, the time is right for them to do it today. And if the hosts are open before or after, they say they ain't gonna pay the people, they would have still been out there. But knowing that a by-election is next, is upcoming soon, maybe,
that was the appropriate time to do it. Can the prime minister fix him? I mean, and for years we know prime minister with the most respect, no disrespect, stumbling over his words. But when saying what he's saying, he can help, or he can help with the situation. So I'm glad to hear him say that people can get paid before December. But like we say on the streets and on the road, Mr. Davis, all the time saying, take that. You know why I say take that? You should have never come trying to approach the people dealing with it. You was a servant. You could find money to do all kind of things, different things. You're all allocating money for these people who are working hard. You hear me? These people who are working hard.
I
hear the people who are giving us the medicine, what you call it, national health insurance, the doctors, they can't get paid. The drug plan people, I hear these. I mean, and like you say before, you tell us we may have a cash problem challenge right now. It ain't like we broke or nothing, but we have a cash challenge. But I say, Mr. Davis, my PLP government, take that. Stop playing with people. Put people first. You have, it's like this new PLP, like they disconnected with the real concerns of the Bahamian people. Yes, they're doing some good. But when we talk to them, they don't listen. Now you can come fix your mouth, but you can pay the people for your shit. Stop. They need to
thank
stop.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Papa. Appreciate you calling. We got a couple more people on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. We have another call on the line? No? Oh, I thought you said we had three. You all know what Belinda Wilson said? Belinda Wilson said, Simon Wilson was not elected to be prime minister. That they don't want to be having to go see Simon Wilson. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Okay, observation. This pain, the top lines, seems to be through the government ministry. And the only person who is down line is the chosen few. Sprinkly and sprinkled, yeah. But I don't, for some reason, they continue to do it in all ministries, just promoting the top people and the small people, and all ministries, not just civil servants. I mean, all civil servants, but I mean, inside,
yeah, they're all civil servants.
Yeah, I said it was seen to be a uniform branch and stuff. They are being stuff for the same thing. And I don't know if there is a money thing. They're trying not to avoid paying out big monies, but it's going on, and they promise you for years. You think a motion coming, and never come. And now at the end of the term, now I guess it's something that it could be a phono deal. I'll do it to say they do something. But I mean, me personally feel like when you do it early on time, it's a better look.
I got you, brother. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you calling. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back after this final break.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For windfeed and cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
you. Into the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy on his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh.
you don't want bullet hair. You say that. You know, she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick and store
to a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96, Wednesday afternoon. If you want in these last remaining moments of the show to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Anton, I understand you were holding. If you want to call back, go ahead and call back. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. So again, Anton, nobody's on the line now. If you want to call, go ahead. I was trying to get new callers in. Let me see if we have a text here. No. Sure. Governance is hard. No, I know some of you will say, governance is hard. Leadership is hard. It's difficult in all spaces and places, not just in politics. It's hard. It's difficult. It's challenging. Mostly because you have to make decisions utilizing scarce resources amongst a almost unlimited range of demand. Make a decision. Whenever you make a decision, you are benefiting some and isolating others. And that means you are inviting both popularity and unpopularity at the same time. And so people with thin skins and people with who don't have strong backs and people who have no courage will find a very difficult time in politics. Very difficult. You have a call in the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey again, Mr. Lang.
Hey, what's going on?
I had lost my train of thought a little earlier when we were holding to get to you. But something I wanted to point out, just ask your opinion on that I find, you know, again, would prick my grievances in this situation even more. The Prime Minister came out and he says he'll meet with the union leaders, not this week based on his schedule, but no later than Monday. Monday is a holiday.
Yeah.
And so it makes me wonder or think, okay, is this meeting going to happen? If not this week, this weekend, Saturday, it'll happen on Sunday then.
But that doesn't surprise me because prime ministers don't treat holidays the same as most people.
Okay.
The holidays
okay.
to them is mostly the same as any other day.
Okay.
They meet people, they get there. That is not unusual at all.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. All right, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's up?
Yeah, good afternoon. I was holding for quite a while, but nonetheless, it's
Antoine, you're holding because other people are calling and we're talking to them.
That's fine.
Think about that. I mean, think about your statement for a moment.
That's fine. That's the last call.
Yeah, but it's almost like a complaint, though. It's almost like a complaint. Other people are calling. You know what people tell me? Why do you let Antoine speak so long?
It's an acknowledgement, Tobago.
Yeah, but Antoine, I don't even think that's fair. I think it's not. It's almost a backslap. Like somebody's doing something to you.
I'm simply acknowledging that I was holding for quite a while. How is that a backslap?
Antoine, carry on, back. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Somebody texted me right now. Say, boy, you got time.
Coming off of that last caller, they provided you with a whole host of misinformation, which they shouldn't have called the airwaves to say, because they actually did a good job making their leader or the person they support, former Prime Minister Menace, look even worse in the circumstance. They suggested, misleadingly so, dishonestly so, that the former Prime Minister, who's made provisions in the budget for $50 million, that is a blatant lie. And secondly, Chivago,
I don't know it to be a lie. I just certainly know. I haven't confirmed it. I don't know it to be a lie.
In everything that you read, you stated that the former Prime Minister.
No, I read one paragraph. I don't know. If I wanted to look for that, Antoine, that's why I didn't do it. No. Hold on, Antoine. Antoine, you see, you don't get the privilege of having somebody else call in and give them misinformation, and then you give it. Here is how I would have to find out if there was $50 million allocated. If it's not in the budget communication, I would have to go and look line by line in the budget itself.
Right.
I didn't do that. So I don't know it to be a lie.
Let me understand this, Chivago. With your experience as a former Minister of State for Finance, right? As a former Cabinet Minister, right? The elections were September of 2021. Based upon what you read from Prime Minister Menace at the time, he was going to review
because that communication was the pandemic communication. What I wanted to do was to be able to go back and read the 2019-2020, which would have been a more normal.
Right. Just tell me over this part, Chivago. Help me understand this part, right? With your experience and your knowledge, Chivago, he made a statement saying he will come back to it in January of 2021, right? Based upon what you read from him, that he said in Parliament. We had a whole fiscal budget June 30th, June 1st, and the ensuing 2 to 3 weeks thereafter with the communications, right? And going into the heads, etc., right up to the passing of that budget. He had several months after his 2021 last budget, and he did nothing for the civil servants.
Antoine, with the greatest respect to you, that logic cannot follow. First of all, he passed a new budget. It took effect in July.
Yes.
And he said he would look at the matter in January 2021. We were still in the throes of the pandemic in 2021. Right? He said he'd review the situation. Now, hold on, bro.
I'm listening.
You say he didn't do anything in several months. The new administration, the prime minister, Prayer Davis, our prime minister, had 2022, 2023, 2024.
Mm. Mm.
He is now in 2025 and still delayed in what he's going to do for junior officers.
Tell me, Chivago, who's the prime minister of this country?
You ain't asking me no question, but don't make no sense for me to answer, man.
How much more time he has left on the clock? A whole year.
Antoine, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. we have another couple of texts here. Let me read. Do we have another call on the line, producer, just to make sure? No? Says the prime minister didn't tell them anything different than what they were told earlier. He said before Christmas they would be paid, and government's payday in December is always before Christmas. So nothing is further resolved. I agree with that 100%. Says, hello, Lang. Well, the PM said he would meet with them no later than Monday. Does he remember? It's a holiday weekend on Monday. It's a holiday. Maybe he just was under pressure by the protest. and wanted to say something sounding good, what's going on with him and what's going on in his head these days. Prime ministers don't look at holidays, as I said, the same way as many of us do. They work any kind of day, any kind of time. I used to have Ms. Ingram used to call me all kind of hours in the morning. I need you to look at this bill and so forth and so forth. They sometimes just be on the let's get the job done trip. It says, look who's talking about misinformation. Let me tell you something, boy. There is none so blind as he who refuses to see. When we drink that Kool-Aid, it's something. It is really something. What I don't understand, what is the usefulness of slapping up Dr. Hubert Minnis, who lost office horrendously? But like, how does that even play? What the heck does it have to do with what is being done today? Anton makes a point. How much does the prime minister have? Well, he has about a year or so. Well, Dr. Minnis, go on and call election in September 2021. So he gave himself a few months. Only a few months. But he didn't do what he was supposed to do, apparently, and he lost office. So why are you appealing to him? That's the standard? Really? The losers is the standard. Or is your word and your promise and your obligation the standard? Huh? You don't make... See, Prime Minister Davis made a case against Minnis in 2021. He won that debate. He became Prime Minister. He won that debate. That debate has been won. This is now the fifth year, the beginning. You've been listening to Z Live Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God spares life. We'll be back tomorrow. Well.